Hello.
Okay. Well, State Representative Dave Preston is with us. How you doing, Dave?
Good. And yourself?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. But obviously, this for the town I live in is not good. A lot of people are disappointed by it. Tell me your first reaction when you saw this was coming.
It was definitely a gut shot. Not something that I really saw coming down the pipe, but you know, as Marty alluded to, you know, the focus now is on trying to, you know, maintain, you know, viability as far as those funds for projects and for development within the UP on an institutional basis.
How do you do that? Because obviously that's a lot of money, which could help a lot of projects up here. But if you put money in the state coffer, you know what generally happens to it, right?
Yeah, and there lies the challenge, you know, is trying to make the argument that the UP is definitely overdue, and that an investment, you know, especially a generational investment like this, is needed in the UP for its continued viability and progress. I mean, I've said time and time again that the Upper Peninsula is always on an economic tightrope, and you know, the Upper Peninsula is long overdue for a project, especially a project that breeds, you know, multi-generational life on an economic development level.
What would be your message, Dave, to constituents? This is the district that you serve, and a lot of people are still, you know, there's a lot of rumors too about, oh, the mill's closing and all that. That's not true. But what would you say to the people who are a little uneasy right now and really disappointed that this money, this expansion is not happening now?
I would tell everybody to keep the faith, hang in there, know you got a group of individuals representing you that are laser focused on making sure that our neck of the woods stays viable, that the timber industry stays viable, and that we hang on to the things that make the UP special, and that's, you know, that's extraction based, you know, economies, agriculture and timber and forest products. And we're gonna continue to try to, you know, exploit those areas, and something's going to come along, and we're going to get this done.
Last question, Dave. You're going to put legislation up for consideration again to have us have our own Natural Resources Commission up here. So, on that, along those same lines, Dave, do you think that you would advocate or suggest that this $200 million or whatever Belarus doesn't directly need now goes into a fund that stays in the UP?
That's my hope. You know, I've had just some preliminary talks with some people and stakeholders involved from the MEDC and other legislators, and that's my hope, is that somehow we're able to sandbox this money into a fund that's for UP development, and really just get to work in trying to attract business development and industry into the UP and make something happen. I mean, the UP is I've said it time and time again, it's a blank canvas in a lot of ways. There's a lot of areas that the UP can definitely shine, and we just need to be given the chance. And this kind of money can actually pave the way and open up doors that might not otherwise be necessarily open.
State Representative Dave Preston has been with us. Before he spoke, Marty Fittani from Invest UP. Thank you both for being here, Dave. I know we'll have you in the studio at some point. We'll delve into some more issues, including this one.
Sounds good. Take care.